Paul, can you weigh in on Buff versus Patrick hardest slap shot? Who's going to win that?
Fastest or hardest? There's a difference.
Is there?
Yeah, I think so.
Could you? I don't know what the difference would be.
I don't know. There's going to be a physicist out there to tell me that I'm wrong, right? Because force is mass time acceleration. So I don't know the answer to that. It would seem to me that Dustin's shot seems heavier. Patrick's just comes off his stick so fast.
Did you see the picture of his slap shot, the still photo of him last night?
The heavy bend?
Yeah. On
that. Yeah. So I don't know the answer to that. So if we put up a... we radar those shots... Goaltenders are going to tell you that some shots are heavier than others. Again, the University of Manitoba, there's lots of guys down there going to tell me I'm absolutely full of it. It seems to me that Dustin will get it off with heavier, and that Patrick's is just wickedly fast.
Spent a little bit of extra time with one power play group out there today. Can you give us a little bit of insight there as to kind of what you're...
Well,
looking at with those guys?
We've been waiting for an awfully long time to get some left-handed shots to put Patrick in a position that he likes to shoot the puck from. He scores all his goals from pretty much the same areas as we've seen. But it's a far more effective power play when the puck doesn't run through him, so he doesn't have to work the half wall. And in order to do that, you have to have left-handed shots that work with him. So we just have Maddie's been out, Nicky's out now. We haven't had an opportunity to do that until everybody's back in the lineup, and you're going to see, and you saw it last night, they're going to really start working on taking that shot laying away from Patrick, which would open other things up. So that's what we were talking about today.
Spent a lot of time talking about this one, Paul. Does it have to become more of a mentality, or how do you try to curb some of the careless penalties like you?
Yeah, interesting. Eh? You get right. So we have to get better, do a much better job with our sticks. We look at every one of them, and they are different. So I don't have anything to say to Matty Perreault on his penalty. He's finishing the check. Guy turns. He comes off it. It's a bump. You like it. You don't. There's two pieces. The other team that's having a hard time with it is Calgary Flames, it seems. Both teams played a lot of hockey, so they're behind it. And when you're behind the game, when you're reaching in, you get careless. And we've gotten to that point. At the same time, there's... human nature, there's profiling. Right now, we've arced up into the numbers that say we take penalties, so you see those penalties, and you have a tendency to see them. So Marcos doesn't get looked at, Brian Little at the end of the second period, but ours are getting called. So, but we can only control the piece that's ours. You know, we just careless with our sticks.
At the start of the year, you guys were more disciplined.
Really good for a long time, and then we looks like we've been reaching in a little bit here. He starts on the road trip, and we... When you're a half step behind this league, you put yourself in a real tough spot.
You made a kind of a pact with Bufflin a couple of years ago. You know, he could play defense if he plays it the right way that you wanted him to. Is he backslid a little bit lately? I only ask that because he seems real aggressive and pinching and in deep in the offensive zone a lot more maybe than he had been.
I'm going to say that actually last night and the night before, he's cut back on it. And we've talked about it. Some of that is a function of who you're playing with, who you're playing against. So you notice it less when there are players that feel a little bit better. He's actually done less of it. I would agree with you at the start of the year. I don't think he was doing more. He was doing the same volume, but with different results, right? So the puck hasn't... The empty net he had the other night off the far post, that goes in the back of the net more frequently last year. I don't think he's handled the puck in the offensive zone as easily as he's done in the past, but we would have seen it more earlier in the year. I found him more aggressive, and in terms of odd man rushes off those pinches and even strength, there's not as many.
Yeah. Can you expand a bit more about why you put him in front? Power play, and is that something that you'll look to do a little bit more?
Yeah. Yeah. he's big.
He said it beat sitting on the bench for it.
I'm sorry?
He said it beat sitting on the bench for that power play, being in front of the net. I take it it's not his favorite spot to be.
No. But
he'd rather be the shooter than the shooty.
Yes.
We've got a different dynamic here than they've had in the past, and we've got players that have come into our lineup that are power play guys. We also have some players that one time were very effective. Toby Enstrom's got, I think, a couple of 51-point seasons there, and we have people on the back end that we think deserve an opportunity. Our power play's never been particularly strong in the structure that it's run. I like our mindset. I like what we're thinking to do. I haven't necessarily loved where all the pieces line up. Brian not being here up until the last couple of games affects that. Matty Perreault is the lefty, so we've finally gotten to the point where even if and a player like Nick Batan has to take real consideration because he's good at it. But we're finally getting people back to the lineup that we can kind of start looking at some of the things that have been on our radar and on our chalkboard, if we had a chalkboard, on our whiteboard for quite a while. Dustin Byfuglien net front is one of those things. Having a different kind of shooter up top is part of that. We have a different kind of shot in Patrick Laine, but in order to use it, he has to go out with left-handed players. It has to work from the other side of the ice. And now we would have more than one power play unit that we should have some faith in.
Seems like you have a lot of balls in the air right now. A few things to fix.
Yeah. We've got some things on the board.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know what? We got to change the word because it's the mindset as well. We've got things to work on. Because it's not a matter of if it's just run right or just run on the table in this league. Even healthy, we're going to have to do all the right things, compete hard. Well, we've got, and it's not the young players. Young players are good, right? But they're learning the league. And so we've got lots to focus on.
When did you most notice the trickle down with Brian coming back into your lineup and how it's helped some of your other centers maybe in that matchup game?
Well, the matchup game's an interesting one, isn't it? So Little plays against McDavid, scores the first goal. That was the second. McDavid's damage was done for the most part off one faceoff, but other than that, it was on the power play. It only works if all the lines are going.